Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Well, hours after Hurricane Ian battered western Cuba with top winds of 125 miles per hour, the potentially catastrophic storm is on track to strike the west coast of Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying roughly 2.5 million people are under evacuation orders. The Hurricane Center says a storm currently Category 3 with 115 mile per hour winds will become a Cat 4 before it reaches Florida. Forecasters warn of damaging storm surge. They describe it as life-threatening inundation. Several popular theme parks in the region are closing. Danielle Pryor of member station WMFE has details.
Hurricane Ian is expected to hit the southwest Florida coast as a major storm, but it will also bring high winds, flooding, and possibly tornadoes to central Florida. Popular theme parks like SeaWorld's Discovery Cove Resort and Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park will close Wednesday and Thursday. Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground will shut down Wednesday through Friday. Busch Gardens in Tampa, which is likely to be close to Ian's landfall, has already shut down through Thursday. At this time, Disney's four theme parks, along with Universal's theme parks, will remain open, but both companies say they're watching the weather and are prepared to make adjustments as needed. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
In Virginia, students at nearly 100 schools are engaged in walkouts to protest draft guidance from Governor Glenn Youngkin concerning the treatment of transgender students. The guidelines require parental approval for student requests to use a name or pronouns different from those assigned at birth. Megan Pauley of member station VPM has details.
Glen Allen High School senior Cadence Snopik helped organize a walkout at their school. Snopik, who identifies as genderqueer, was outraged by the draft guidance.
Pretty much as soon as I heard about the guidelines being released, I immediately was like, okay, so what can I do to take action? You know, my identity is not a political pawn to Governor Youngkin, and it should not be used as such.
Officials at some schools in Central Virginia where walkouts were planned decided to shut them down, including the Appomattox Regional Governor's School, where students gathered anyway to hold a day of silence. For NPR News, I'm Megan Pauley in Richmond, Virginia.
European authorities are investigating the source of leaks in two natural gas pipelines extending from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea. NPR's Rob Schmidt says leaks have halted shipping in the area.
Danish authorities report two leaks on the Nord Stream 1 pipeline northeast of the Baltic Sea island of Bornholm and another on Nord Stream 2 southeast of the island. German media, quoting unnamed security officials, say it's possible the leaks are a result of an act of sabotage, as breaks in undersea concrete-coated steel pipelines are extremely rare.
NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Kremlin claims a majority of people in four Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine favor joining the Russian Federation. However, Ukraine and many others in the international community dismiss the days-long referendum as a pretext for annexing Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia. On state television today, Russian President Vladimir Putin defended the vote as a means of protecting ethnic Russians and Russian speakers in Ukraine from persecution. Putin backed the referendums and also ordered a sweeping mobilization of reservists as he faced a series of recent military losses in the war in Ukraine. In Kenya, a lawyer accused by the International Criminal Court of tampering with witnesses in a case linked to the country's post-election violence a decade and a half ago has been found dead in the country's capital. Here's Michael Koloki.
Kenyan police officials say they're investigating the death of lawyer Paul Gicheru. He was found dead at his home in one of Nairobi's residential neighborhoods. The International Criminal Court, or ICC, closed a bribery case against Gicheru in June. He was on trial for intimidating witnesses who had been testifying against Kenya's President William Ruto for his alleged role in the outbreak of deadly violence in the country following the disputed general election in 2007. Both Ruto and Gicheru denied the charges brought against them. Ruto's case at The Hague collapsed in 2016 after the court ruled there was insufficient evidence. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koloki in Nairobi.
It's NPR.